Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
Jackson, we got to see Buck Britton telling you last night, call your dad. What was going through your head? Because he gave an Oscar-worthy performance for that. And what was that call like with your dad?
Yeah, he really drew it out, didn't he? It was a really cool moment. And, to be able to call my dad and tell him to find his way to Boston was pretty cool.
Getting to wear number 7 today, that was your dad's number. Mm-hmm. Take us through that. The last person to have that was Cal Sr. What does that mean to this family?
Yeah, it's really cool for me to be able to wear that and to be able to share that with their family and to be able to represent them and wear that number. It's really special to me.
Was that your dad's plan all along? You've never worn 7 in the minors.
I have no idea. I mean, I tried to wear 7, but I just wear whatever number that I'm given. So, really cool to be able to do that, and I'm excited.
Was there anything during that brief time in AAA that made you more prepared for this moment than you would have been if you had made the club in spring training?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting at bats, I got a lot of at bats because we scored a lot of runs, so able to get pretty comfortable and feel like my swing's in a good spot. Put together a lot of good at bats versus lefties, which I knew that was kind of more of the purpose of being down there, and I felt comfortable. And just at bats and games, and doesn't hurt to play, so excited about that.
That's not the majors. This is the majors. What's going through your mind as you approach game one?
Yeah, I'm excited. I got a taste a little bit during spring training. Obviously, it's a little bit different now during the season, but I feel like I was able to hold my own, and definitely looking forward to tonight.
When you got sent down, what was your reaction to that, and did you have any indication that you would be back up so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was a little disappointed because my goal was to make the team out of camp, but I understood why, and I knew that I had a job to do, and I was able to do that, and now I'm here. So, definitely excited to be here and be with this team.
Do you have any good memories of this ballpark?
Yeah, I was telling Kowser, he was saying that he's going to sign his name in the monster. I believe me and my brother did that whenever we were here a long time ago. I know my dad lost a few World Series here, but other than that, I've got good memories.
Are you nervous?
Nervous?
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit. Not too bad. Not as nervous as I thought I would be. I'm more excited. Kind of changed the mind frame from nervous to excitement. Really excited.
Your mom's always been your professional encourager. What was that like between going to join the minor league camp and now today?
Yeah, she's very, very encouraging. To be able to to be with my dad for all of his career. Just always got good advice, and just to be able to lean on her. And at the beginning, like I've talked about, to have two kind of plan A's. If I make the team, I make the team as a 20-year-old. If I don't, I'm going to AAA with a chance to make the team at any point. So, yeah, being able to lean on my parents is very helpful.
Jackson, this being a goal that you had set for yourself, the track that you had set for yourself, how do you describe what it's like getting ready to experience it and start your major league journey?
Yeah, it's exciting. I knew when I did that press conference whenever I got drafted, I said 2 years. So to be able to actually do that is it's really exciting. And, yeah, like I said, extremely happy to be here and be with these guys.
What's your plan tonight? I mean, from a mental from a mental standpoint, you never been in this position, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, trying to accomplish, mentally and then on the field tonight?
Yeah, just to get comfortable. I mean, after the first pitch or first ground ball or however it is, I think I'll be fine. I'm just gonna try to hit the fastball right back where it came from and go from there. But yeah, it's different. It's a lot, and I feel like I've been born to handle that and to be here and play baseball for a long time.
Last time you batted ninth?
Last time I batted ninth? Spring training. I hit nine a few times, so it's a blessing to be here no matter where I'm at.
I'm sure your phone has been flooded with messages. Anybody cool or that you didn't expect to hear from?
I got my dad showed me a text message from Michael Phelps. So that was kind of cool. And that's probably the coolest one. I need to go through them all. I have not had time to do that. It's been quite a day. So just excited to be here.
So Jackson, to have set your goal like to be in the big leagues in 2 years after being drafted out of high school, that's not really a reasonable timetable in the history of the game. Why was that reasonable for you?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I just kind of said it whenever I did that interview. But I really enjoy watching guys like Bobby Witt and Adley, and I knew that they made it up to the big leagues pretty fast, and I knew that I would try to set myself on a similar path, and that was my goal. And if you give yourself goals, sometimes you reach them every now and then. So pretty crazy.
You said you had been here before. Remember when that was?
I think the last time I was here, probably 2017 would be my guess.
One other Boston question for you. Working a workout partner with Roman Anthony mm-hmm. in the offseason, what kind of talent is he, and how much do you look forward to maybe going head to head with him?
Yeah, Roman's great. One of my best buddies. Really excited for him. I'd be able to talk to him a little bit during spring training, and I think he has a chance to make the team at some point during the year, and I would be more than happy for him and hopefully get to compete against him for a long time.
That AAA team is stacked, and I know you guys are also really close friends. Was it a little bittersweet to leave them as you head up to the majors and they could also be up here? There's just a little backlog?
Yeah, it was awesome to be able to go there with those guys and have such an unbelievable AAA team and guys that I enjoy being around and enjoy playing with. And yeah, we have our little group chat and said one down, four to go. So we're all rooting for each other, and I can't wait for them to all be in this clubhouse at some point.
Are you a better second baseman now than you were a few weeks ago with the start of spring training?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. To be able to work with Manzo all spring training and then to be able to go and play and however many games I did in AAA, I definitely think that I'm better than I was for sure.
What's been your biggest focus with him defensively at second base specifically?
Yeah, I think the double play feeds is probably the most important, especially in the big leagues. You got to be able to turn double play. I think that's something that we've really focused on. The throw to first is kind of similar to shortstop, you got more time, but the double play feeds is the biggest emphasis.
Jackson, after you got the news last night, give us some of the schedule. What was it like, the mad scramble to the airport, and when did you get in?
Yeah, it was quite a schedule. Got the news, took me a while to get back to the apartment, had to pack the apartment. Then me and Chloe drove to Richmond, stayed the night in Richmond, and got there about 1:30 and got back in the car at about 4:30 to catch the 6 a.m. flight. So it's been quite a day, but I wouldn't change it for a second.
How much coffee have you had today?
Zero coffee.
Zero.
No caffeine. Maybe before the game, kind of saving up for it.
Just
but yeah, no caffeine. I think this experience will definitely get me through the day.
Who else here with you tonight?
My whole family. Brothers, sister, grandpa, and I guess whoever else shows up. And obviously my wife. But I guess, yeah, like I said, who knows? People just seem to show up, so it's good with me.
You're a young family, getting married at 20, now your big league debut. What does this mean to you and Chloe?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, it's been my goal, and I've kind of dragged her along in it. But, yeah, she's the best, and I wouldn't be able to do without her.
Who's watching the dog?
Kyle Stowers is, and his wife are watching the dog. Coconut is with them, so they're the best.
Jackson, who had the most memorable reaction when you pulled the news?
I don't know. My brother was pretty excited. I called him after his high school game, and he was pretty excited, and so was my dad. I think caught him off guard a little bit, yeah. But they were all very excited.
Did it catch you off guard at all?
I mean, I had a feeling once they got called into the Bucks office. I wasn't expecting it that day. Obviously, my goal is to be here, but yeah, once I got the call into the office, I figured I didn't think I'd done anything wrong. So I had a feeling.
So you just sat there for this whole speech, knowing what he was going to say, and just had to wait to hear it?
A little bit. I was anticipating. He kind of got me for a second when he said that I just haven't gotten to catch up yet, but I was hoping.
What's your dad's advice for today?
I think he's just excited, honestly. He hadn't given me any straightforward advice, just to come out here and have fun with these guys and enjoy it, because like some of them said, you only get one debut, so I'm excited.
Just bigger picture for you, what does it mean to be part of this incredible young nucleus in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's awesome to see what they did last year and the season that they had. It's awesome to be a part of, and looking forward to the rest of the season and hopefully the playoffs.
Randy, if you're going to dye your hair so we can tell you apart.
I need to dye my hair. Yeah. My blonde streaks are going away and no sun. Maybe I need to get the highlights back in there.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.